Gemara said, on Amud Aleph, Doresh Rav Pinchas Bar Chama. Kol sheyesh lo choyle b'toich beisa. If a person has a choyle in his house, yelech etzal chacham, he should go to a chacham, v'yivakish olav rachamim. And he should ask this chacham to daven for him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, chamas melech, malachei moves, v'ish chacham, yichapirena. So if a person has a choyle b'toich beisa, you go to the ish chacham. And the ish chacham yichaprena, he's the person that is going to be able to be mevakish rachamim and to give this person the Yeshua that he very, very much needs. So I saw a kushya atzuma. I'm just going to put this out there as a kasha, and that will be the end of today's daf. But I saw a kushya atzuma in the Sefer Beis Yishai from Hagoyin Rab Shloimeh Fisher. And it's behektim one gemara. The gemara in Mesechtes Brachis, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, tells a story. V'shuv Maisa, Rab Chanina ben Doisa. There was a story with Rab Chanina ben Doisa. Shaholach lu moy Torah, Eitzel Rab Yoichem ben Zaka. He went to learn Torah by Rab Yoichem ben Zaka. The Cholub ben Oish Rab Yoichem ben Zaka. And when Rab Chanina ben Doisa was learning by Rab Yoichem ben Zaka, Rab Yoichem ben Zaka's son became sick. Amaloi, Rab Yoichem ben Zaka turned to his Talmud, Rab Chanina ben Doisa, and he told him, Chanina beni, Bakish olei rachem ben Yechia. Do me a favor, my son needs a refua, daven fin that he should live. He niach roisha ben Birkov. So Rab Chanina ben Doisa went, he took his head, he put it between his knees, ubikesh al rachamim, and he davened for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, son v'choyah, and he had a Yeshua. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Umole hitiach ben Zakkai es roishay ben Birkov kol hayom kulay." He said, "Had I done what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa did the entire day, lo yhoyu mashkichin off, nobody would have paid attention to me." Meaning, what Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was able to do in a second, if I would have spent the whole day doing, it would have never happened. I could not have davened for my child the way Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa did. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechman Zakkai's wife heard what Rabbi Yechman Zakkai said. Amro le'ishtoi, so his wife told him, Chanina gadol imcha? What, is Chanina bigger than you? Amar lo, so he told the laugh. No, he's not bigger than me. Ella, hu doime ke'eved lifnei ha'melech, va'ani doime ke'sar lifnei ha'melech. He said, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa is like an eved lifnei ha'melech. I, however, I'm like a sar lifnei hamelech. The reason Rab Chanina ben Doisa's tefillah would have worked and my tefillah would not have worked because Rab Chanina ben Doisa is like an eved lifnei hamelech, whereas I am like a sar lifnei hamelech. An eved means a servant. It means a slave. A sar means a minister. So Rab Yoichem ben Zakkai tells his wife, you want to know why Rab Chanina ben Doisa had a koyach tefillah that I can never have? It's because he's an Eved Lefnei HaMelech, and I'm a Sar Lefnei HaMelech. The Vilna Goyen, in his Pirush on Esther, it's Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel. So he talks about this Gemara. And he says, as it relates to this Gemara, V'hine ha-Gemara ha-Zoyis Einoi Muvin. He says, this Gemara has no Havana. Ma Heshav al-Shelasa. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's wife asked her husband, the Rosh Shiva, Chanina gadol mincha, is it possible that Chanina is greater than you? And what did he respond? No, rather, he's an Eved Amas. What exactly was the response? Right, the question was, why could Chanina ben Doisa be piled this Yeshua with his tefillah, whereas Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai couldn't? Good question. And if Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai is bigger, then the question's even better. And what exactly is Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai's hasbara? Says the Vilna Goyen, quote, Ulefi mashek osafti osi shaper. Shesar. What's a sar? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, I'm a sar lifnei ha-melech, hu ha-moshel b'teirah. That's someone that's moshel b'teirah. The ha-eved, hu ha-isik tamid b'yichudim, hu b'tfilois. That's someone that's isik in yichudim, he's isik in tfilois. V'heim ha-chasidim ha-rishoinim. And this is a remez to the chasidim ha-rishoinim, shehayu mispalulim b'kavona g'doylo. That when they were daven b'kavona g'doylo. Like the Gemara said, they were showing sha achas koydim ha-tfilo, and sha achas ha-achar ha-tfilo. V'zeu sha mar klum chanina gadol mimcha. And this was the question. So Yechim Zakkai's Rebetzin asked her husband, tell me, is chanina better than you? Pirish says the goyin b'toyra? V'al zeh heishiv lo. And you know what his response was? Laugh. Elo shani doime kesar. Shani baki bekol chadre teira yoisem imenu. I'm baki bekol chadre teira. Right, Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai is the cotton shabakulon. That the Gemara says in Sukkot Chavches. It's also Gemara Yeshnoichlon that's coming up. Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai knew everything. Ach, who ke'evel lifnei ha-melech? Sheyochoy lovoy bekol eis. Vahamelech oisaloy bakoshosoy. He's able to enter whenever he wants. Right, the Eved, the executive assistant of the CEO, has access to the CEO, like even the CFO and the COO and all the big shots and the hunchos in the company don't have. Why? Because at the end of the day, they work hand in hand. V'zeu Sha'amar says the guy, the way he's teaching up the psukim l'chol sarav avada regarding the Suda v'achashverim. But the bottom line is, says the guy, and you know what Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai's response was? Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai's response was, of course I'm bigger than Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, but my madrega in Avodas Hashem, my mahalach, my nusach is different than the nusach of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. I'm the sar lefnei ha-melech. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza is the eved lefnei ha-melech. And the sar is bigger than the eved, because Talmud Torah is kineged kulam, ki yodua. And Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai says, I'm much bigger, and ni gadol, I'm bigger, there's nothing to, I'm moshe b'chol chadrei Torah, which makes me bigger. Checkmate. There's no shayla in the world. But at the same time, I'm the sar. I don't have the same level of access. Yeah, I get invited to all the big briefings and I sit in the war room and there's nothing to talk about that I have access maybe and I have power and I have authority and I can make decisions like the Eved can't make. Oh, but the Eved's a nichnas for yoitza. And because the Eved is a nichnas for yoitza, he can say imdu ve'eshma. He has a certain koyach to be able to come and go as he pleases in the lashon of the Vilna Gaon sheyachal lovei b'chol eis v'amelech oisaloi b'akrosh asay. And that's something only the Eved has. So when someone is a moshel b'toyra, he's kesar lefnei ha-melech. When someone's oisik b'yichudim u'betfilois, that person is ke'eved lefnei ha-melech. And in this Gemara you see who has a better koyach atfila. The Eved has a better koyach atfila than the sar does. The Gemara says, "Darash Rav Pinchas ben Chama, kol sheyesh lo yichayla b'teich beisai, yeilach etzol chacham, v'yivakish olav rachman." You should go to a chacham. You should go to a chacham. Sounds like you go to a London. Sounds like you go to a Rosh Shiva. The truth is, if you look at the Nemuke Yosef on our Gemara, so the Nemuke Yosef says as follows, "Su hevi b'gemara agav grora." Right, this is brought here b'derech agav, and I'm going to comment on it. And he said, the reason I'm going to comment on it is because there's a minig that I found in Tsarfas, in France, that follows us. In other words, the Nemuke Yosef, for those familiar, right? If you know, you know, is not a commentary on Divrei Agada. Nemuke Yosef is Lomdish, then comes the Gzois. So the Nemuke Yosef says, but I'm going to comment on this Gemara anyways. The minig zeb Tsarfas, because I found that this is a minig in Tsarfas. Shekol mi sheyesh loy chayla, that if somebody has a chayla b'teich beisai, min vakesh p'nei harav, hatoyfeis yeshiva. He goes to the Rosh Yeshiva, sheyivarach oisai. He should give him a bracha. So the Nemuke Yosef made this diak in the Gemara. Yelech etzel chacham, because he tells Su what the minig was in Tsarfas, that the Olam used to go to the Rosh Yeshiva. So Freit Reb Shloimeh Fisher Zeichet Tzadik Levracha in his base Yishai, he says, I don't understand what this Gemara Brachas. In the Gemara Brachas, it's Mavur that if somebody wants someone to daven for him, who are you supposed to go to? You don't go to the Chacham, you don't go to the Tzad, you go to the Eved, you go to the Tzadik, you go to the Rebbe, you go to the person that's Oisik B'Yichudim U'B'Kavonis. You don't go to the biggest Lamdin. That's not what it, you want to hear shared. You go to the Lamdin, obviously. You have a Shaila in Allah, you go to the Paisik. Of course, what's the Shaila? And it's not a shayla who's bigger, who's not big. It's not the Indian bechlal. Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai said, "I'm bigger than Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa." Oh, but I'm a sar lefnei ha-melech, and there's an eved lefnei ha-melech. He's able to come whenever he wants, and the melech and the adoin is gonna fulfill whatever it is he wants him to do. So vazokta the Gemara, kol mi sheyesh lechayla b'teich beisai. If someone has a chayla, he should go to a chacham. You should go to a chacham. Why are you going to a chacham? Now, the truth is, if you look at what the Nemuke Yosef said, the minhag in Tsarfas was that if someone had a chayla, he would be mevakish pnei harav atoyfes yeshiva sheyivarech oisai. Didn't say that they went to the Rosh Yeshiva for the Rosh Yeshiva to daven for him. It says they went for a bracha. I mean, it could be if you had to go to Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai for a bracha, or to Rabbi Chanina and Doisa for a bracha, maybe you'd go to Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai. Right, a bracha is a whole different inyan. That's an inyan already of Tzadik Goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Right, that's a whole different sugya, the sugya of bracha. bracha lechon and tefila b'chav. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, kol mi sheyesh lechayla b'teich beisai, yelech etzal chacham v'yivakish al avrachanim. The truth is another Gemara. This Gemara is a mesechtes tainis davches. The Gemara is talking about if there's no parnasa because it hasn't rained. So the Gemara says, maita kante, I'm picking up in the middle of the Gemara because we just need one line. Yelech etzal chasid shebedar, v'yarba al b'tefila. You should go to the chasid of the... Oh, that's very good. Because the Goyen said already that the Eved were the Chassidim Arishonim. The Chass is not the Rosh Hashiva necessarily. It's two different Inyonim. It's two different Avoides. But our Gemara says Yelech Eitzel Chacham, not Yelech Eitzel Chassid. Right, at first glance, these two Gemaras are Tzushtal. Oh, Bava Basar, Kufta Zayin Amar Aleph, and Tainis Ches Amar Aleph. But it's not true. There's a not such subtle Dirk. In Bava Basar, Kufta Zayin, state you go to the Chacham. And in Tainis Ches, it says you should go to the Chassid, Chacham Luchud and Chassid Luchud. And really what brings out the contrast between the Chacham and the Chassid is Brachas, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. This Gemara with Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai, or Rabbi Chaninim and Daisa, L'chayr Tzarech here. He has one little Eitzah that he says. One Eitzah. His Eitzah is that it could be the reason Chazal said you should go to the Chacham is not so much for the Chacham to daven for you per se. Could be the Chassid's tefillah is better. He said, but sometimes if a person has a tzara and he's dealing with something and he has to daven for it, there's an eitzah to try to come up with a kishrin de getfila. Come up with a good chap in your tefillah. Try to, don't just daven. Daven with a chap. Come with a koyach hatayna. Put up a fight, right? Tell the Eibush that I understand. You're giving me this and so on, but X, Y, and Z. Come with a shtickle kishrin. Like there's mices they say about Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He was a big bal kishrin in tefillah. Over the years, I've heard stories, right? He used to daven by Yad Avshalom. So why would he go to Yad Avshalom? Because he would say that, look at David HaMelech. He said, B'ni, 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 over his son Avshalom, even though his son wanted to kill him. But at the end of the day, he was a son, and he was Molei Rachamim for him. So he would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said, B'ni B'chayr Yisrael, you said, Ben Kachu, Ben Kachu, Yim Banim, the Chuvah Sarayash, we paskin like Ramey. And if that's the case, he said, you have to have Rachmanis on us, right? Come up with kishrin in your tefillah. There's different stories that you've, over the years, I've heard from different tzaddikim, where sometimes a certain tefillah, would work because of the kishrin shabbat. So Shlomo Fischer said, maybe that's what Chazal meant. Yelech etzel chacham, to come up with an etzah, to come up with that kuta nusach ha-tefillah. The chacham is the bal kishrin. He'll come to you and he'll, you're right, he's not the Eved Lefnei HaMelech. He doesn't have the same level of access. A bal chacham is a yeah. He's a chacham, and because he's a chacham, so it's for that reason, maybe he'll be able to guide you, he'll be able to help you, and then he'll daven with that tefillah, you'll daven with that tefillah. But the point of it is not so much his koyach tefillah, but it's more his kishrin that will be able to enlighten you. And he says the truth is, that what was the pasuk that the Gemara brought to bring out this idea? Chamas melech, Malachi Moves, the Ish Chacham Yichapren. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. So Chazal Darshan did that. If someone has a chayla, Ish Chacham Yichapren, go to the Chacham. But if you learn Mishlei, Pshutay Shamikra, right, if you go through the pasuk is saying that Hamas Melech, when the king gets angry, Malachi Moves, he sends Malachi Moves, oh, but the Ish Chacham Yichapren. The wise person knows how to go over to the king and he knows how to appease him. He uses his Chachma, his Kishrin, to be able to be an Akiva Nichamtanu. So he says, the Pshutay Shamikra, Mikra, it's not tefillah, it's more like pious. It's more that using your kishrin, you could be mafias somebody. So he says, it could be the drush is really in line with the pshutay shal mikra. You're not going to the chacham for his koyach tefillah, you're going to the chacham for his kishrin, because sometimes when a person's in a matziv, a good kishrin can get you out of it. But regardless, that's the shayla. Is it yelech etzel chacham or is it yelech etzel chassid? Bava Basar Kuf Tezayin Amar Aleph, it's yelech etzel chacham. In Tainis Ches Amar Aleph, it's yelech etzel chassid. We have a Gemara Shlema in Brachas Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. The Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said that I'm bigger than Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, but his koyach tefillah is bigger than mine. And the way the Goyen explains it, it's because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the Sarat Torah, he's the Chacham, as opposed to Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, he's the Eved, he's Oisak Biyichudim Ubetfilas, he's the Chasidim Arishoinim that have a special koyach tefillah. It certainly sounds like the koyach tefillah is really that Mafteach Shal Tefillah is more in the hands of the Chassid than it is in the hands